This is Dr. Dhawan dictating consultations on Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Salas, S-A-L-A-S. Her date of birth is December 10, 1980. Patient seen for Health Services of North Texas. New paragraph, and patient was referred by Janice Adams, FNP. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 41-year-old female was seen today for evaluation of her pancytopenia, mainly neutropenia and anemia. New paragraph. She is 41, who does not smoke, drinks socially. She works as a cleaning lady. And recently on wellness checkup and pap smear, she was found to have low WBC count, and that's the reason for the referral. Past medical history, she says that she has history of iron deficiency anemia, and while in Mexico a few years ago, they gave her an iron shot. Other than that, she does not recollect any iron infusion or any blood transfusions. In October of 2021, she did have some long-lasting cold. She thought it was allergy. 1 year ago, she could have had corona infection where she could not smell or taste for a few days, but it was never diagnosed. New paragraph, menstrual history. She has regular period every 4 weeks. She has two children. Family history, mother has diabetes. New paragraph. On recent evaluation at your clinic, her hemoglobin was 8.2, hematocrit was 28.8, WBC count was 2000. RDW was 16.5, suggesting iron deficiency. New paragraph, physical exam. This is a very pleasant 41-year-old female, 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 141. Blood pressure 101/70. She is normocephalic, eyes ENT grossly unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. We do lab, and so CBC showed WBC of 3.1, hemoglobin 9.7, hematocrit 33.2, RDW 22.7. Her hepatitis panel was negative. Her HIV was HIV screen was negative. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, neutropenia. Diagnosis 2, anemia. Diagnosis 3, most likely iron deficiency. New paragraph recommendations. We will go ahead and have her continue and double up on iron. And we'll recheck her in 2 weeks. she might need intravenous iron if she does not improve. As far as neutropenia, it's not clear what could be causing it. Iron deficiency usually does not cause neutropenia, but her RBC count seems to be coming up, so I'm hopeful it might normalize soon. Thank you. This is a consultation on Maria Salas. Copy of this may be sent to patient's chart, one copy to Health Services of North Texas. Thank you.